So I said I'd say some more about conscientiousness. I want to read out a passage. So this is in the section, The Function of Conscientiousness, from How to Understand the Mind. And Venerable Geshe says, if our meditation is not proceeding well, we do not need to seek special advice on how to improve it. We need only to practice conscientiousness. In the Vinaya Sutras, Buddha says that through moral discipline, we will attain concentration, and through concentration, we will attain wisdom. Since conscientiousness is the root of moral discipline, it follows that concentration and wisdom also depend upon conscientiousness. By practicing conscientiousness, we keep our mind pure and harnessed to virtuous objects, and so our energy is not dissipated by external or internal distractions. As a result, our mind becomes settled and gathered within, making it easy for us to develop virtuous concentration. Virtuous concentration makes our mind lucid and powerful, which in turn enables us to improve our wisdom. So the point here is not just that conscientiousness is extremely important in our meditation, actually while we're meditating, that not being lazy or letting ourselves give in to distraction, not caring, but having this mind that wants to be peaceful, really wants to have a calm, peaceful heart, values that so much that as we're training, we'll keep trying. Not in a pressured way, not in a sort of self-critical way, not thinking, oh, so I have to do this, but the sort of, I really want that peace. But particularly what this is talking about is conscientiousness outside of the meditation. If you're a beginner, perhaps don't worry too much. But if you've been practicing for some time and you're thinking, I really wish my meditation was going better than it is, then Venerable Geshe is very clear here. You know, if our meditation is not proceeding well, we do not need to seek special advice on how to improve it. We need only to practice conscientiousness, which means outside of the meditation, watch what is my mind paying attention to. Keep that conscience, that mind that's thinking, I want peace. That's what I really want. I want a heart that's at peace. So check, am I letting my mind go down pathways of becoming irritable or developing craving? Am I allowing that to happen? Am I even fostering that? You know, a lot of, for example, social media and a lot of the what's on our television screens and so forth is specifically designed, like we're being manipulated to be offended or to be excited and craving of. And conscientiousness, like alertness, notices that, oh, I'm being pulled or pushed or something. And conscientiousness goes, actually, I'd rather have a peaceful heart. You know, I'm just going to not listen to that, not pay attention to that. If we adopt that kind of an attitude where, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean literally we don't listen to that, but I'm not going to let myself get offended by that. Or I'm not going to let myself get sort of riled up by that or overexcited by that. I'm going to stay in this peace. I'm going to stay in this calm. I'm going to stop letting my mind tell me that that's an awful thing and that's a really good thing, because it's just outside stuff. I want to be an inner being. I want, where I really want to be looking for happiness is inside.